Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and today I've got a special guest, Diana Siepmann. Diana Siepmann is a health coach living in Belgium, and she specializes in very specific health areas, and I think she's here to tell us a little bit more about this. Hi Diana.
Hello John, great to be here.
Great, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so I offer services to women, and I'm passionate about helping them fall in love with their body again. And there are three areas that I cover. One of them is helping women with weight loss. Another one is helping them regenerate from chronic health issues. And then I know a lot of women also have issues with energy. So I also offer an energy recharge program.
What is an energy recharge program?
Well, a lot of women feel that they don't have the energy that they would like, and that starts even with getting up in the morning. That can feel like the most difficult thing on earth, to drag yourself out of bed. And it really shouldn't be like that. You should be able to get up in the morning and feel ready to take on the day ahead. A lot of women think that it's normal, maybe because they have family, they have a job, there's so much going on, they have so many balls in the air that they need to juggle, and they might not even question whether they can do something about it. But it could be based on hormonal issues, and you can very well do something about it. So that's looking at the individual situation and turn a few wheels to get the energy level up.
So if I understand you right, then you actually work mainly with women, that's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So who is your client? I mean, who are the people you normally work with?
The women I work with are... So most of them are mums, so they're probably 35 to 45. They have their family responsibilities, they have a job, they might not have the time to really look after themselves. You know, as mums we quite often put everybody else first and forget to look after our own body. And like I said, they could have either one of those issues that I just talked about, but they could also have a combination of all three of them. And it really depends on the individual to see where we would start.
So tell us a little bit more about how did you get into this? I mean, where did it all start?
Well, it all started with my own story. I'm a mum myself, and I got myself into trouble after the birth of my second child. She's 4.5 now, and about half a year after she was born, I was in a pretty big mess, really. I wasn't sleeping well. She was a crybaby, so she cried hours on end, day and night. I wasn't sleeping well. I was breastfeeding. I was eating very bad food at the time. And as a result, I was in pain. I certainly had weight issues. And I suffered from what I'd call FLC syndrome. I just felt like crap. And I decided that wasn't how I wanted to live my life. That wasn't the mum that I wanted to be. So I went on a search to heal myself from that with natural ways, not with medication.
Okay, so you've gone through the whole thing yourself, so you understand very well where women are today. So what made you then get into that kind of business? How did it start?
Well, I have to say I was very impressed to experience on my own body what lack of sleep and bad food really what it did to me in as little as 5 to 6 months where it got me. I was in a really bad place, and with the help of a friend who understands nutrition, I managed to get out of that pretty quickly. So I've seen on my own body how food and looking after yourself can have a negative but also a positive impact. And it's not always medication that does the trick. Well, I guess it could put a plaster on a symptom, but it's not really what's going to make you better in the long term. And I've seen this. I've seen the power of this on my own body. And I was just so impressed that I learned more and more. And I've been studying this for over 4 years now. And it would just be wasted if I didn't share it with other women.
So, I mean, everybody knows that you actually got out of it and you pretty much recovered from most of the symptoms you had today, which is pretty impressive to look at. So then I guess you decided to move on and help others to achieve the same? Is that...
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice to see that what I've learned over the time, that it can help other women as well. I mean, just if you look at my own results, I've always struggled with weight. I've never been massively overweight, but I've always wanted to lose weight, and for some reason it didn't happen. I've lost 10 kilos since my second pregnancy. I'm now 6 kilos less than before I had my children. And I think I eat absolutely amazing food. I never starve myself. I have lots more energy, and it's just such a great feeling. That I want to pass on to others. I want other women to be able to tap into that same reservoir of resources.
But in a way, don't you think there are, I mean, in the market today, especially in the area of weight and weight loss, there's so much happening in this area. So what is it that makes you stand out? What did help you specifically? And why is it so different? And what is actually different to the others in the market?
What is different is that I don't just sit down with people and give them the information that I've learned over the last 4 years. I actually take them by the hand and help them implement things, because it's not just by knowing what to do, it's actually knowing how to do it that brings the changes about. And it's not just about food either. It's the whole process that starts with how do you plan your healthy meals for the whole week? How do you plan your shopping? How do you even... practical things like how do you make the shopping list? How do you arrange your kitchen? I've been to women's homes and actually tidied up the kitchen with them, and the results are amazing, and they love it. They absolutely love it. So it's about a lot more than just looking at, you know, here's a list of foods that you can have and here's a list of foods that you should avoid. It's more practical in actually making change happen.
So in the end, when what you just say is you're actually working with the people hands-on. So you take them by the hand, you show them all the different pieces. Now, I guess for some people that's quite important, but I guess also some people, they just want some information. I've done a little bit of research before our meeting today, and I saw on your website you write quite a lot about the different aspects of not just about diets, but also about lifestyles and the kind of things. You actually put a lot of recipes online and using Facebook and social media for that, in which are more the healthy options for things. But I guess at the end, is it not that that a lot of people come to you because they already tried many things and it just didn't work?
Of course, you also have people who've tried various diets, and the problem... I don't even call it the diet, because the problem with the diet generally is it starts on one day and it stops on a particular day, and some women do manage to lose some weight, and what we know is that over 90% of people put the weight back on within a year from stopping with the diet. So it's really not about eating differently for a limited period of time. It's about changing your attitude to food. It's learning. It's being curious. It's being adventurous with food and having fun. It's not about looking at the things you can't have. It's more being creative with the things that you can have. And it's really getting that switch in people's heads. That's maybe also working a little bit on the psychological side rather than just looking at a food list. And the other thing that I throw in is also, that depends on the person, is to take out the guessing in some cases. I send people to have a food intolerance test done, because sometimes people who struggle with losing weight, they might just be eating very healthy things, but their body just doesn't agree with those things. So by doing a food intolerance test, you can be sure about the things that you should take out of your diet, at least for a while. And then you know that with everything that you can eat, you can be as creative as you want and you will feel better. I mean, I've had someone who went to have the test done, and the results were quite surprising. Okay, milk products were maybe not so surprising, but the list also included honey, bananas and beans. And within a week and a half of having the test done and actually eating according to the results, within a week and a half, she felt so much better. And those are things that you can't guess. You really need tests to be sure.
So where do people go for this?
I work together with the Moyo Clinic in Dilbeek. It's a very specialized test that is very specific for food intolerances. And it's specifically good because it doesn't come up with as many false negatives and false positives as some of the other tests that are being done. And I generally also request a test for the vitamin and mineral status, because quite often issues are also caused by just a deficiency in one thing or another. And then also you can work with replacing or filling up those deficiencies so that you don't have to take medication.
So do you find that, especially these intolerances, we hear about this more and more, is this something that is a serious issue today? Do you think we have to fight with that kind of problem more and more?
Yes, I definitely think it is something that we do see more, and that is for one reason, because we have a lot more environmental influences. There's a lot of toxins, a lot of things that come through our food, thinking pesticides and fungicides, things that come through our air, things that we didn't have 50 years ago. We also have less vitamins and minerals in the food that we eat. And our food choices, because of our fast-paced lives, our food choices go more and more towards processed foods that are not really good for our gut and for the friendly bacteria in our gut. So we can cause a lot of problems there, possibly even for the intestines to leak things through the lining into our blood that shouldn't be there, and that starts confusing the immune system, essentially, and in the worst case, the immune system can even start attacking our own tissue.
So don't you just know that? I mean, in a way, if you have a problem like this, is this not something you can identify?
If it is an immediate allergic reaction, like an allergic reaction to peanuts, for example, someone has that, they will know they have it, because you start swelling up, you can't breathe properly. You know, I mean, those people carry an EpiPen around with them. But it's the more the hidden, the allergies that might have an effect 2 days, 3 days later, that it's really, really difficult to pinpoint unless you do an elimination diet. You can cut out the most well-known allergens. You can just completely cut them out and then slowly reintroduce them one by one, and then you can pinpoint what causes the issue. But like I just mentioned, I don't know if anyone would ever cut out honey or green beans out of their diet, because they're not amongst those typical foods that cause allergies. So you could still be guessing. That's why I think testing is not, I don't recommend that for everyone, but for some people it just makes a lot of sense to take the guessing out of the situation.
So when we think back, so you say some people should really go and do a test, but when it comes to when you find out of those things, when you get the results back and you now know that certain things you shouldn't eat or you're not actually going very well with them, is there a way that, I mean, what do you do exactly to help them to change their way of eating or of doing? I don't really know what it impacts. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Well, the first thing that I do is that I tell people not to focus on the things that they should be eating, because that's the first reaction. It's like, oh my God, these things, I just can't eat them anymore. What do I do now? So I focus them away from what they can't eat to the things that they can eat, and say, now let's see what we can do with that. Let's see how we can be more creative with that. And then it could be even going to a health shop together, looking at the products that fit with that, try new things, try new recipes, point to websites where they can find recipes that would be more sensitive to food allergies. And then also help people to read labels, because that's really important. Let's say, for example, somebody has a test done and the outcome is that they should avoid gluten. A lot of people then think now they have to buy all these gluten-free products. Well, a lot of those products are not very healthy either. They are processed foods, essentially, and a lot of them contain a lot of sugar. So it's not just because they're marketed as health foods that they're good for you. So I help people read labels, see how companies also use clever marketing to make products look healthy. And if you look at the ingredients list, you know for yourself that it's not actually that healthy. And that really makes people feel a lot safer when they make their food choices, because they know, because they know what to look for, and they know they're doing the right thing. And they can, even there in the shop, they can stop guessing.
So, well, how do you teach this? I mean, how do you tell people about this? How does this work?
Well, I have actually literally taken people to the shop and walked through the supermarket and looked at the different things, and then people come up with their own questions also. I encourage women to pick vegetables that they've never had before. I said, take a picture, write down the name, see that you find recipes, what you can do with this, so that they expand their culinary experience, their repertoire. I've picked products off the shelf. You know, there's all, basically any supermarket has a section where you find the gluten-free products, the products for diabetics, the like the protein bars and the protein shakes, and all of that is supposedly healthy. But when you pick those off the shelf and you look at the labels, you see, you know, it contains sugar, you see it contains aspartame. It's really just going through the experience with them.
Okay, but is there also a way, I mean, how do they get in touch with you now? If someone is in a situation where they get the feeling there's something wrong, do you offer some sort of like a chat where they can just talk to you and find out is this something you can help them with, or maybe you can advise them even to go somewhere else? Or is...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people can reach me through my website. My contact details are on the website. That's www.dianasiepmann.com. And I guess my last name is probably worth spelling.
Yeah, that's no problem. We're going to put it on the we're going to put it on the podcast anyway, so people can get the link. That's not a problem.
And then I'm happy for people to contact me, and we can set up a Skype call or Facebook video. Also works really well. So we can have a chat and see where the challenges are and see if there's a fit.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's really very, very interesting. Now, just one more question. I mean, of course, we're here at the Entrepreneur Academy, and of course, our idea is to interview entrepreneurs and to find out how they actually do. How do you see the market today? I mean, it's a big market. It's about losing weight. It's about intolerances. And so it seems to be growing and growing, as you just said, we have these issues more and more. Now, how do you see it from a business perspective? Do you think this is something that is worthwhile for other people to get their head into, or is this something, how do you feel?
Now, it is obviously a big market. A lot of people are in the market, a lot of big companies are in the market, but at the end of the day, I think it's about where you specialize, and it's also about who you are as a person. At the end of the day, if people want to work with you, I mean, I wouldn't compare myself with companies like Weight Watchers, for example, where it's a lot more anonymous, you don't really know who you're working with. People who decide to work with me, they decide to work with me for my particular knowledge, and I think there's enough business out there for other people to carve out their little niche, definitely, because it also needs to click, right? It's not just about you offering the right services, it's that you can make that person feel that they're in the right hands if they decide to work with you.
So who should come to you? Can you give us an idea about the client you work with most?
Who should come to me? I love to work with women, I already said. I feel that mums in particular are the types of people who have the extra responsibilities. You know, we always seem to be helping everybody else and forget ourselves. So it's those women who really want to take the step to start doing something for themselves. Because I think when you feel good, when you feel good within yourself, you can also give more to others. So that helps everybody.
That sounds, well, brilliant. Well, I'm not a woman, therefore, well, I'm not part of it. But anyway, it was really, really interesting talking to you, Diana. It has, a different insight. And I can just appeal to all women out there who are in a situation where they think they really should do something and maybe tried and never really got there, or don't see the time, or just don't know how to do it really. Just get in contact with Anna and just have a chat. And I'm pretty sure she will very quickly tell you if there is a fit or if there's not, and you will know it too. So, Diana, thank you very much for coming in today and for this interview. And I'm hoping I will be able to invite you again in the future and to see where you're going and how you're going and how things are happening. If anyone has any comments, please leave the comments under this podcast here so you can just write anything. Diana will see them too. So you can get through, well, in touch with her through that podcast too. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the future. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.